My name is Farida Khawaja. I'm an emergency medicine trainee currently based in Hobart and originally from Pakistan. Today I'm going to be looking at culture shock for those of us who are international medical graduates. While in Alice Springs, I once had an Aboriginal patient whisper in my ear, "Doctor, what did she say?" I couldn't understand her. The different accents, choice of words, ways of speaking, meanings attached to words, and styles of communication all influence how we hear a message and interpret it. For this patient, an initial diagnosis of pneumonia became incorrectly meningitis because out of politeness, she chose to remain quiet and pretend to sleep. Not cause offense by saying she could not understand the doctor's spoken English. She wanted to allow the doctor to go about her work. As a foreigner from Pakistan, I know that moving across the seas can be an exciting time of change, but also isolating at the same time. The separation from home, family, familiarity of place, people, norms, foods, smells can be a time of huge adjustment. We are juggling personal and professional adjustments that can influence how we care for patients and relate with colleagues. It's a time of vulnerability and steep learning. Some of us might feel threatened or taken aback when the traditional reverence accorded to a medical doctor in our home countries doesn't continue. The doctor, patient, and colleague relationships can be very different from our previous experiences, and we find ourselves in situations where our decisions may be questioned and scrutinized by anyone. Encountering another culture and set of beliefs has helped me examine my own background, subconscious assumptions, my own patterns of thinking, and judgments that I make. Coming to Australia has been a challenging time, but also very enriching. One where I have mainly met people who are curious about where I come from and curious about my story. They're also interested in showing me the OCA, Aussie way of life. My first landlady took her shoes off in a seaside village, making a point of demonstrating the Australian way of walking barefoot. At home in Pakistan, walking barefoot with unironed clothes as a doctor would be frowned upon. Currently, international medical graduates occupy more than 25% of the medical workforce in Australia, with about 65% of them working in locations outside capital cities. We function in an increasingly global mix. I've made many mistakes in my travels, embarrassing communication gaffes and misunderstandings. The shortened versions of words, kappa instead of cup of, is a simple introduction to the Australian English. These experiences have helped me to laugh at myself, and acknowledging the gaffes created an environment of shared learning and humour. So, my advice to you as a fellow foreign doctor in Australia is as follows. Be open to new experiences and different ways of relating to others, and enjoy, really enjoy the times and experiences here in Australia. And when you are unsure, ask. If you ever feel overwhelmed, isolated, or vulnerable, seek help. On the website are links to support services to help us adjust to a lot of very new ways of practicing, living, and experiencing different cultural experiences.